Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 280, Diablo 3 Q2. This is the show recorded on the 13th of February, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul. And joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. So we're back after our two-week break because we had an unfortunate serious illness that one of us was forsaken.
Not so much serious. More so unable to talk much without coughing lots. So I will be coughing today.
One of us, not saying who, couldn't talk. And to do a podcast, you know, you kind of need to be able to talk, so that's why we've not done it for 2 weeks, which means you have to make up for those 2 weeks by having a super long 4-hour episode.
Well,
today,
I could have left in all the show notes from the last 2 weeks, because I haven't done the show notes.
No.
But I haven't felt up to it. No. But it would have probably been about 20 items, maybe a little more.
Neighbor.
But I decided to cut them down and go with this week's news.
Nah, we don't want that. We don't want that. So hopefully we'll make it through this episode with you still being able to talk.
Well, it's just a case of me trying not to cough.
Yeah, don't cough, you're not allowed.
Now for the news.
Right, so what's going on? What's happening?
So the first thing, you can talk
Diablo 3! Yeah!
Because you wrote the news post about it.
So Diablo 3 has a more confirmed release window now of the second quarter. The second calendar quarter, not financial quarter. So we'll see that sometime between like April and June. Mm. Blizzard says they will be announcing more details in the next couple of weeks. So maybe next week or the week after or the week after that or the week after that. Or even the week after that, we might have an actual definite release date. And in that case, woo.
Are you going to buy it?
Nah.
I've got mine pre-ordered.
Nah,
if you go on Games website, you can pre-order the collector's edition of Diablo 3. It's $69.99. It's pretty much similar to the WoW collector's editions. So you get an art book, a soundtrack, there's a making of DVD like you got with Diablo 2, a cinematics DVD, I think I may be wrong on some of the stuff. I'm thinking off my top of my head. But you do get WoW pets, of course.
And more importantly,
and it comes in a nice box. They've taken a lot of influence from the StarCraft 2 box, from the looks of it. Unlike the WoW ones, which are the massive kind of things which comes outside like a book.
Yeah. And if you just want the normal edition, if you play World of Warcraft, if you buy a year's worth of WoW up front, you get Diablo 3 for free.
Mm. Also, in this stuff that Activision announced about Diablo 2, I just want to mention something that Paul told me, well, showed me yesterday when he wrote up the thing. That creeped the hell out of me in a way. So Activision also announced that
Activision Blizzard
Skylanders Spyro's Adventure is their highest selling or best selling new IP in their history.
This is not on my show notes.
Yeah, but it's within the Diablo 3 news. You wrote it in the post.
Yeah, I wrote it on the post to pad the post out.
Well, but don't you think that's crazy? Skylanders? Okay,
no.
you know it sells, but
I
it
know.
Looks stupid.
I know firsthand how
and
well it sells.
It's just crazy that it's their biggest new IP. It's like they've had quite a few new IPs.
Like what?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, when Call of Duty came out,
Tony Hawk's isn't their original IP, is it?
And the thing is,
it's never.
Tony Hawk's 1, how well did that sell? Call of Duty 1, how well did that sell?
Do they mean they're the first game in
yeah,
the,
a new okay. IP. So obviously not more than Call of Duty 8 or whatever we're up to.
Okay. I still find it really creepy that none of their other IPs have sold that well.
Well, just think. Also,
it's hard to sell a
IPs.
New game though,
okay.
So.
Other IPs. Tony Hawk's. Call of Duty. Quake 1. Obviously we're not going to complete with Skylanders. Spyro's Adventure.
Okay, so next bit of news is Velocity. You will not have heard of the game called Velocity unless you've been looking on our website or looking on PlayStation Blog and a few other things. So Velocity used to
blog.
Be Velocity used to be a game that had a name. So it was Future Labs' new game. They're the guys that made, well, the people that made Coconut Dodge for PSP Minis, and they've announced the name of their second PSP Minis title, which is Velocity. It's a space sci-fi
space
shmup with puzzle teleportation elements. It's really, really cool. I got to play it 3 weeks ago now, I think. It was quite some time ago. But I got to have an early play of it and really enjoyed it. And there's a preview up on the website if you want to read it.
Oh,
it's very good. But yeah, so they announced the name of the game, which is Velocity. It was named by a man who is called Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? Are you serious?
Yes.
Spider-Man made this game?
No,
oh my god,
make it.
He came to life!
So originally, they ran a Future Lab ran a competition where you could name the game. We mentioned it on Gamercast many, many shows ago. And they picked a name that a lot of people picked. I think there were a few people that went with the name Velocity. But more specifically, one of them was called Spider-Man. So his first name is Spider, and his second name is Man with an N. I believe I was told, yeah. He had identity theft done on him in 2004. And he decided to change his name to fix it to Spider-Man. So yeah.
Why?
Yeah. But yeah, so it's got a name now, so check it out, Velocity. It's a really cool pixel art shmup coming out for PSP minis, which also, of course, means you'll be on PSN as well as PSP minis. And then you'll be able to play on your Vita if you get one of those two. It's coming out around March. At the moment, they've said about March 7th, which they actually replied to a comment on the PlayStation blog saying it was March 7th. And they haven't said how much it's going to be, but it will be free for PlayStation Plus users / members. Next up, Double Fine stuff. So if you aren't attached to the internet in any way...
Oh, they bother.
Sorry. You may not have heard about Tim Schafer, Double Fine, and their Kickstarter project.
I have, because I read about it on GamerCast.net.
You must live under a rock, really, I suppose, if you haven't heard about it, or just not care that. I suppose not read Twitter and stuff like that, or like maybe if your friends on Facebook aren't into games. Like, everyone on my Facebook pretty much shared the link to say, hey, give some money towards this. So Kickstarter, for anyone that doesn't know, is a website where you pitch ideas and try to get people to give you money for the ideas. There's a similar website as well called Indiegogo, which works slightly different. So, for example, with Kickstarter... Sorry. With Kickstarter, you have a limited amount of time to earn X amount of money. If you don't earn X amount of money in this time, you don't get the money. Indiegogo...
Can I have the money now?
You get whatever money you earn... whatever money you kind of get out of pledges... which makes Indiegogo easier for people who don't think they'll get enough money as they need. But Kickstarter is also a kind of a good method of doing it. There's been a few good games that we've actually mentioned on Gamercast, like No Time to Explain and Kentucky Route Zero, which have all used Kickstarter to fund them their projects.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we use Kickstarter to fund one of our projects that we don't actually have in planning?
Because
then we can get the money.
But yeah, so they put a date for the Double Fine game of March 13th with an estimated amount of money needed of $400,000. So they gave themselves 34 days to get that much money. Within one day, they hit over $1 million. I think it was in the evening. See, this is why we haven't been doing Gamercast, like this throat. I believe the Friday was the 9th. Was Friday the 9th? Oh, no, it wasn't. So by Friday evening, they had hit $1 million. So that was after being running for 2 days. Within 9 hours, they actually made $500,000. So obviously, Tim Schafer tweeted, everyone else retweeted, and then everyone, you know, put their money in. Kickstarter also works in a certain way that for the amount of money you pledge, the developer or people coming up with a project will have certain tiers of... If you give this much amount of money, you get these things. If you give this much, you get these things. They did have quite a few. Quite a few of them are sold out now. So the most expensive one was like a dinner with them.
How much was that?
$10,000. It was quite expensive. But,
dinner with Tim Schafer, $10,000.
They did actually have more expensive ones on their website, which they didn't put on Kickstarter.
Sleep with Tim Schafer, $25,000.
One of them is $150,000. And that is, he will give you his last 3 sealed copies of Day of the Tentacle in the triangle box. It was a special release, I believe. But it's still sealed, and he will give them to you, as well as, of course, everything else, I guess. I don't know if you'd get to have a meal, though.
I demand it.
Because with Kickstarter, if you get the most expensive thing, you will get everything above, like with the lower prices. But of course, with the ones they put on their website, you may not get that. So they did lots of other things, like with Tim Schafer and the team and stuff like that. Or there were cheaper options, like a portrait of yourself drawn by one of the artists of the team, a signed poster, which are now sold out. They were $250. All 900 of those have been bought. The one below that was $100, and you got a poster. Did I say a signed t-shirt or a signed poster?
I don't know, I want listening.
I meant a signed poster if I didn't say that. sorry. And it kept going down. Like, the lowest tier was, I think, $15. You should have got the picture of him with Cookie Monster. Or is that his face when he saw the amount of money? Either way, they've got loads of money. As Paul had it up on the screen before, they got $1.7 million at the moment, which is quite a lot of money. And more than enough to... Oh, wow, that's an old picture of him, the one in the red. There should be one with Cookie Monster. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. If you haven't done so already, you should check out the page. What it is they want to do, which I haven't actually said, that real Kirby is horrible. Yeah, so what they are making, which is why people are giving them money, is they want to make a point and click. That real Kirby is horrible. Yeah, so it's... That's one of the main reasons why lots of people have done it. They want a good old-school point-and-click. Which, as Tim said in the video, is done by Germans. And I can't remember who else he said. But it's very true that Germany are keeping up the point-and-click alive. We've got lovely stuff like The Whispered World and Deponia coming out soon.
Nay, bother. What we want is Simon the Sorcerer 1. Remake. Don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. Remake it with nice, beautiful graphics and nice sound. And get flipping Mr. Rimmer back. Chris Barry.
Chris Barry, I was going to say.
Get him back. We want him doing it. We don't want someone... We don't want Craig Charles doing it because nobody likes
Why would Craig Charles do it?
Because, well, it's, I know. Gee, what actor can we use instead of this guy? I know, we'll just get Dave Lister.
His mate from Red Dwarf. Next well, up as well.
As long as Crichton don't do it, it'd be all right. Just imagine Crichton.
So another Double Fine thing, there were a chain of events that started off that apparently Notch, Mr. Creator of Minecraft, claimed that he would love to fund a Psychonauts 2, and Tim Schafer thought it sounded like a really good idea as well. Of course, this was all before the Kickstarter stuff, but I'm sure the Kickstarter stuff had been planned a lot more in advance. But if there's the chance of a Psychonauts 2 on the table, that would be quite cool as well and make a lot of people happy. Next up, Skyrim news. You're not going to talk it instead of me because it hurts.
No, you carry on.
The creation kit is now available, as well as the Skyrim high resolution texture pack. And there's a cool trailer for the creation kit, right? That's the cool one with the mud crab, yeah?
No, that's what they showed at a recent...
Oh, okay.
Bethesda do like a conference thing,
yeah,
where they show what people have been working on internally, and rather than just show Skyrim, since they just released it, they gave everyone a week to just mess about and do whatever they
and
want
and do whatever they want. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now with Creation Kit, it means modding is a lot easier for people and you can do pretty much whatever you kind of want to try and do, really. There's some cool mods out there, from what I hear, and yeah, so you can download it now. It's absolutely free. You download it via Steam.
Yeah, if you just go on Steam, you can download it. Also, get the high-res texture pack. It's got some slightly higher system requirements, but it is a lot better.
So, for example...
To quote Matthew Windsor, oh, it looks better. The snow looks the same, but the rocks look better.
You need a quad-core Intel or an AMD processor, 4 gig of memory, DirectX 9C compatible NVIDIA or AMD card. With at least 1 gig of RAM. So they recommend a GTX 260 or a Radeon 4890. I said that, 4890.
High-res textures are good.
I'm sure they are. Next up, a little bit of news. Blood Rain Betrayal has now gone cheaper on Xbox Live and PSN. You can get it for 800 Microsoft points or £9.99, well, $9.99 on PSN. Which is, of course, probably about $9.99. originally came out at 1,200. It's now cheaper. You should check it out because it's made by the Way Forward guys, and it's really, really nicely animated, and it actually looks really nice. It's got quite a difficulty curve, so it's kind of hard. But if you can let it go, I mean, you can always pick up the trial off Xbox Live. And yeah, give it a go. See if you like it, and if you do, because it looks gorgeous and has so many frames of animation, you can pick it up for 800. Microsoft Flight, do you want to talk about that so I can actually have a breath?
I don't know. What are you saying about Microsoft Flight?
Well, it's got it down below. It's about the date.
It's got a release date now?
Yeah.
let's just switch the camera to me. Yo, me. Yo, just me. Microsoft Flight now has a release date of... You have to tell me. If Microsoft Flight now has a release date of the 29th of February 2012. This will be a free-to-download game, which you will download from the Games Windows Live Marketplace, I assume.
Yep.
Yeah, woo. And obviously this game is like Age of Empires. It's going to be funded by
microtransactions. The
downloadable monies. So you pay the monies and you get, oh look, I've got a P-51 Mustang now. Great.
Yeah, so you can spend like 1,600 points, 1,200 points... 640 points.
So yeah, it's got a release date now. The beta had been running for a few months. I did not have an invite for that, annoyingly.
How rude.
It's rude, isn't it? I was tempted to like go mental and kill Steve Ballmer, but I thought, nah, I better not.
Go knock on his door. Steve Ballmer,
what are you doing? A few people have been annoyed about Microsoft Flight as well, because obviously it's not Microsoft Flight Simulator, and Microsoft won't be supporting add-ons to it.
Yep.
That doesn't, of course, mean that you can't make an add-on. It just means Microsoft will not have a supported platform to do it with, like they did with the previous games. But even in the previous games, it wasn't like it was official or anything. It was just like, oh, look, we're releasing this. So, yeah, you can play that later on in the month. It's free. Supports joystick, Xbox controller, keyboard, mouse. Yeah, dumbed-down flight simulator, basically, with, like, a teeny-weeny little bit of the world which is actually flyable in.
Mm.
AKA Hawaii. Yeah, what's the deal with that? I don't know. At least have the Alps or some mountains or something.
Fly over the UK. Lamo
volcano. Let's talk about Hungry Giraffe.
Yes.
This is a PlayStation mini title which you can play.
Yes, Hungry Giraffe comes out in a couple of days actually. It's been available on PlayStation Plus users for a while now. But I was just going to give it a mention. It's kind of an eat 'em up. So it's this little giraffe dude who kind of goes up, and all he does is go up, and you just munch on food, and he makes really cute sounds when you eat stuff. It's going to be $2.49. It looks really nice. If you do pick it up, it's a PSP Mini's title. However, if you play it on PS3, it upscales, and apparently looks a lot nicer. I haven't got the game yet. I will be buying it, I reckon, once I get my Vita. And,
Wait, you're getting a what? Sorry, it's just me coughing.
Yes.
That way the blame will be on 50-50, not all on you.
Okay. But yeah, so check out Hungry Giraffe. It's got a really, really cute video. It's made by Laughing Jackal Games. I'm definitely going to pick it up, mainly because of the cute noise he makes when he eats. But he's a cute little giraffe. And PSP minigames aren't really supported that much. So Velocity and Hungry Giraffe, two games I'm looking forward to. Especially because Velocity is a very, very cool shmup slash puzzle game. And you don't get the puzzle genre added into shmups that much. So it makes it really cool.
I have a question. What the hell is a PSP mini game?
Well, it's the downloadable PSP games, isn't it? Isn't it? Gosh, I'm going all Essex.
Yeah, headshot your head out, sort out. Star Trek. So there's a Star Trek stuff. What?
So Star Trek game got announced back at E3, I believe it was. And Namco Bandai have now said...
This isn't Star Trek Online.
No, this is the Star Trek game for the new film.
It's a new film?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
this game's
no.
supposed to come out before the new film comes out.
What's a new film about?
It's another J.J. Abrams film.
Oh, no. No, get John Luke Pickard back. Get John Luke Pickard back.
Is this the... Yeah, so this is the one that they announced where it's a co-op Star Trek game where someone plays as Spock and someone plays as Kirk.
Pretty much. Oh, dear.
But Namco Bandai have announced that they're going to be publishing it over here. So Namco,
no, we don't want alternate Namco timeline.
And Paramount have come to an agreement. It's going to come out at some point in 2013, prior to the film's release, which is May 17th. And that's pretty much that.
Don't mess with it. Don't mess, dude. No.
A little bit of Syndicate news.
Never.
They haven't, not that Paul cares about this kind of stuff, but they've announced kind of the voice cast on it. So they've got a couple of interesting people. There's Brian Cox, not Professor Brian Cox, other Brian Cox, who you may know from X-Men. he was also in Troy and The Bourne Identity. I know him best from X-Men. You don't really know who Brian Cox is, do you?
Brian Cox, Professor
Brian
Cox.
I already just said, not Professor Brian Cox.
Legendary bloke. Obviously not Carl Sagan, but...
But they've got Brian Cox in there doing a voice, and he plays Jack Denham. Then we've also got Rosario Dawson. Have I got a name for her here? I don't think I've got a name for her character. Are you moving it down? And then Michael Wincott, who is...
at the camera.
Mr. Jules Merritt.
At the camera.
And that's kind of the three
this
voices.
This camera.
I've got to look at it. That's really creepy.
Not this camera.
But yeah, so they've announced these three actors slash actresses to be a part of Syndicate, which of course comes out very soon on February 24th. It's a shame they're not doing a nice kind of collection of it. Am I supposed to look at the camera? I don't know what I'm supposed to look at. So yeah, that's some Syndicate news. Of course, the multiplayer demo, four-player co-op doodads is out on Xbox Live and PSN if you did want to check it out. So pop on there and download it if you hadn't done already. It's actually quite interesting. It's only one map, Western Europe? I think it was Western Europe. Play it with four friends though. Don't try and play it on your own. It's too hardcore to play on your own. Because you cannot heal yourself and there are no health packs. You need each other to heal. It's very, actually, it is actually quite a lot of fun. I agree. Fun, fun, fun. Next up, Julia news. So we mentioned the announcement for this game a while back. It's now been given a release date of March 2nd. It's a sci-fi game made by CBE Software. I'm not going to go into any more details because if I talk lots, I'm just going to start coughing. Is that okay? We've talked about the game before.
I have no objections with you not wasting time talking about stuff.
Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Extend has been given a release date now. We have mentioned it previously. It's coming to Xbox 360, PS3, and PlayStation Vita. So this is the first Blaze Blue game on a Vita. So I wonder how it will handle it. Because, of course, like they released... I can't think what the name of it is. One on the 3DS and one on PSP. Actually, a couple on the PSP. And of course, handheld graphics haven't been as good as perhaps maybe what the Vita can do. So I don't know. It depends on what it's going to look like. But it's coming out the 22nd of February in line with the PlayStation Vita's launch.
Tiny Bang Story is now available.
Yes, on iPad.
On iPad.
I imagine it will look quite nice. It's a nice little game. It's a point and click seek and solve.
It's obviously been on the PC for a while.
Yeah, it's been on PC for a while. It is a lot cheaper on iPad, so if you do have an iPad, you can pick it up for £2. Whereas if you want to buy it on Steam, it's £7. However, it does go on sale in the Steam sales a fair bit. I think I bought it originally when it was in the Steam sale. But it's a lovely little game. It is fairly short. I don't have an iPad.
You not talk to the chat room when you're trying to do this news item. You can't do what
that
I do.
That is my news item.
I know. That's your news item. Don't look at the chat room.
So next, Adam's Adventure 3 Revelations. We've mentioned this previously. This is the third game and final game in the Adam's Adventure series. It's kind of a pro-Christian, no combat violence style game made in the Unreal Engine.
Only I have the skills to talk to the chat room and do my stuff at the same time.
Oh, I thought you were saying something about my stuff. Yeah, so the first one was a little bit iffy. The second and third ones were done in Unreal 3. Is it Unreal 3? Unreal 3 is the most current one, right?
Yeah.
There are rumours that they're going to show the new one soon, though. I saw that on the internet. But yes, so Adam's Adventure 3, which is the final in the series, as I've already said. Number 2 is really nice. They've really taken advantage of Unreal. And it's nice to see a point-and-click adventure game in Unreal. Because you don't get that much of it. So it gives them a chance. That's just horrible. It gives them a chance to, can you stop doing that? Thank you. It gives them a chance to make it look really nice. They have now brought it forward 3 weeks. I haven't got the original date. But it's coming out on the 9th of March now. It is coming out on the 27th of April in Germany. When did you take that picture? The 27th of April in Germany as well. And that'll be fully localised to German. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I really quite enjoyed the second one.
Lol, to fun heads.
I believe the second one ended on a bit of a cliffhanger. Or I remember thinking, oh, I want to play the next one. So it'd be nice to see how they finish it off. Final bit of news. Midlands MTM Expo stuff. So we announced... Well, we spoke about maybe in the last show, actually.
Oh, I thought it was funny anyway.
I know, I can see.
I got a hee-hee.
Yeah, so on the last show, which of course was over 2 weeks ago, we mentioned about Hironobu Sakaguchi attending the MCM Midlands Expo, which of course is in Telford over in the Midlands. About 4 hour train journey. It's way too long.
Midlands? Where the hell is that?
In the middle.
In the middle of what? Bognor Regis.
But yeah, so they announced about Hironobu Sakaguchi going along to promote The Last Story, his, Mr. Walker's new RPG from the Nintendo Wii. They have also now announced that they're doing, tournaments. Because The Last Story has multiplayer. And including online multiplayer as well, which we mentioned previously. And they are giving away free signed copies, signed by Hironobu Sakaguchi, for people that win battles. So they'll be doing battles throughout the day, and you can join in, try and win, and if you do, you get a signed copy, which is really cool. As well as that, they are doing little tournaments for Tekken 3D Prime Edition, which, of course, actually comes out this week. Resident Evil Revelations... Wait, that's not... No, they're doing them for Tekken. Why have I just said Resident Evil Revelations? No. They've got Resident Evil on show, as well as One Piece Unlimited Cruise Special, which actually came out last week, and actually had a special edition for a 3DS game. That's the first 3DS special edition. At least in the UK, anyway. I'm sure in Japan they've already had loads, including probably One Piece. But yeah, so they'll have lots of stuff playable, if, of course, you can get to Telford.
If.
It's quite far away.
Who'd want to go there anyway? No bother.
Well, I was trying to plan to do it.
No bother.
They've also said that Sakaguchi's signing. He's signing as a representative of Nintendo, though. So I imagine that means they're only going to let people sign, have promotional Last Story stuff signed. So I imagine Nintendo will have a big pile of posters, and he'll sign away at those. And if you go up to him with a Final Fantasy game or something on the PlayStation, they'll just be like, no, what do you
And I'll just be like, yeah, I just travelled 10 hours to get here. You're going to do as I say, old man.
That's the thing. I would go. I would take 31, 32 games that I own that he has worked on and say, hey, I have all your games. Will you please sign them?
And he'd be like, no, speak English.
And then the Nintendo person will look at me, look at my pile of things and be like, bugger off. I'd be like,
Fine, in that case, we will boycott Nintendo. Yeah.
Well, I think I
don't think GamerCast won't boycott a whole game company. We will do it because I'm in charge. We're
not boycotting anyone.
We're now boycotting Sony.
No, we're not.
Because we're using this rubbish software of theirs to do it.
So I was considering going to the Midlands MCM Expo.
But it's not theirs originally.
Mainly for Sakaguchi, but I have a feeling that if I did, I would be told that my stuff couldn't get signed. And it seems a bit of a waste travelling 8 hours in total. Actually, because I'd have to travel down the day before. Because the first train doesn't get me there for the show start. It gets me there for 2 hours in. So it's really a bit pants. But if you live in the Midlands, you can pop along there and go play Last Story, get and win a signed copy, and meet Sakaguchi, and yeah.
No, nobody lives there.
People live in the Midlands.
Pretty silly. it's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, so last week, or 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you would have all heard this.
Pinky
versus Hirokun.
Right, we actually had two people guess correctly this week. We had Mr. Ghost Galleon and Mr. Jedi 58.
Oh, that was the dude that listened live, wasn't it?
So you get the GZ. I just need to briefly respond to the chat room, which I can do at the same time because I'm a good multitasker. So yeah, GZ to... Damn, I can't even think of what I need to type. There you go. Shut up. And just to say, the answer was last 3 weeks ago was Buster Groove. So yeah, GZ of, I think, Jedi 58 was just agreeing with Ghost Galleon rather than actually thinking of it originally.
Well, I would have given then you my were like, thing, but then it would look like I'm agreeing with
and
Ghost
Catherine
Galleon.
Was like, I also think that after the show. So yeah, GZ anyway, because I was expecting Catherine to get that and she didn't get it. Or she didn't get
much.
It in the appropriate time frame anyway. So this week we got something a bit different. In fact, I've actually forgotten what it is because I recorded this 2 weeks ago. So I have no idea what this clip is. So let's hope it's something good and not rubbish. I actually can't give you any clues about that because I have no idea what it is anymore. We left it too long and I've forgotten what it is. I can't consult my notes because then you can see what
How
it is.
How about I look down?
Okay, you're not allowed to look at the screen. Here we go. I'm going into my password protected OneNote folders now. All right, cool. I know what it is. I don't know what platforms it's on, though. But it's old, I think.
You don't know what it's on?
Nick, it's probably on lots of things.
How helpful is that? You don't know what it's on?
Okay, it's a flying game.
A shmup? Or a flying game?
I don't know.
You could use a joystick, or it's a shmup.
I don't
There's
know.
There's a difference.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I only have the title written down.
Then how do you know it's a flying game?
Because it sounds like it's got a name of a plane in the title.
Oh, wait. A name of a plane in the title?
Well, an experimental plane.
I quite like it, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, let's steal it and use it for the gamer account. Very nice. Intro music. 5 seconds. 4.5 seconds.
I don't know any games with experimental plane names in the titles.
Okay, well, chat room hasn't guessed correctly.
Has it got a year in the title? Why are you smiling? Okay, so I'm going to go with... Not two. 1943.
What? What's everyone guessing? So the chat room's guessing stuff. Shinobi what? Shadow Jedi Dancer? Nibba. Hey, stop using your computer to look stuff up. That's cheating as well.
I'm making sure.
Oh, wait, that's not what Catherine guesses. That's what Mastertronic guesses.
There is a 1943, right? Or is there not? I know it's 1942.
Charlotte says Pilot Wings.
I'll go with...
Dex Luthor says 1942.
How many of them are
Come on!
I don't think it's 1942.
I'll tell you, it wasn't released in 1942.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'll just go for 1943.
What is that? Didn't I say it had the name of a plane in it?
I don't know what the name would be of the plane. I'm going to say 1943.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Just
if anyone
I'm
listening,
sure I need it.
If anyone listening wants to guess, feedback at gamercast.net, leave a comment on the blog gamercast.net on this week's episode, or leave a comment on the YouTube channel if you happen to be watching this video later.
releases this week.
First up, we've got something that a lot of kids have been bugging me for. UFC Undisputed 3. This is a stupid UFC game.
Bit old for the minute.
Yes, this is a UFC game. If you like playing UFC games, now you can play this one.
Yep. So this is coming out on PS3 and 360. It's a new UFC game.
Where's the PC version?
I don't know. Ask THQ.
Dear THQ,
I don't want to play your
PC
game.
I don't even like your game.
Where's the PC version?
Where's the PC one? Next up, we've got Tekken 3D Prime Edition.
As you may guess from the name, it's
this is a PlayStation 2 title.
It's on the 3DS. First Tekken game on a handheld for...
Nintendo 3DDDDSS.
This is actually the first Tekken game on a handheld, isn't it?
No, it's been a Tekken game on a PSP.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tekken 6 came out on it.
No, it was... it had a certain name.
Was.
I know, see, I thought there was a Game Boy Advance one. There is. That's why I wasn't sure of saying it's the first one on a handheld. What was the one on the PSP called? Dark Resurrection.
Yeah, whatever.
And, of course, Tekken X Street Fighter is coming out soon as well, which will be on handhelds. But yes, so this is the first one for the 3DS, and it has Tekken characters, and it's a fighting game. I suppose I should also say, as well...
Mass Effect 3 demo!
The Mass Effect 3 demo is out on Tuesday, aka tomorrow. I have played it. I can't say anything about it.
I have also played it.
Yes, and Paul was very mean and said the line of one of the bloody dialogue trees and said the thing I did not want to say, and it thought it was me because, of course, there's no difference between voices.
So this is
and
the
answered
best
my question.
Thing. This is the best thing with Mass Effect. If on Xbox, and if you've got Kinect, you can use your voice to obviously do things in the game, and so obviously I can just go, I can read off whatever the dialogue is. No bother, you will all die.
So Paul can screw up the game for me if he's feeling a bit bored. Well, which is of course kind of bad for anyone who's playing it. If say your partner has gotten a bit bored and thinks, oh, I don't want them to play this anymore, I'm going to screw their game up and enjoy it.
Oh. Brilliant.
It's one bad thing, because of course Kinect doesn't distinguish voices, does it? It just hears a voice as a voice.
Yeah, obviously it can't tell the difference between, well, it could, but then you have to calibrate it for your own voice.
But the voice stuff did work very well.
Yeah, voice works well.
Considering Paul was just randomly reading the line and it heard him and then selected it, I was like, no.
I'm just reading the screen. Blah, 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 blah. Doot. Oh, whoops.
And then I had a go at him and he left.
Yeah, I left. I left because she was that rude.
Sorry.
Shall I read the next one? The Whittaker Present Milton and Friends Read. What? I ain't reading that next one.
Junior so the Whittaker Presents. Oh, Whittakers Present Milton and Friends 3D. This is another 3DS
Who
game.
Who is the Whittakers?
It's got to do with horses. Lots of horses and ponies and washing.
Let's talk about Junior League Sports, because this is good as
yep.
well.
Junior League Sports coming out on the Wii. It's got basketball, hockey. So you know the game that's spelt with is called Kids with a Z on mm-hmm. the Wii and like ice hockey? I think it might be a collaboration of all those games.
No, I...
Because like the blurb for it all says Kids Spice Sports Ice Hockey and stuff like that.
Alright. Construction Simulator is also coming out. This is a PC game. And you can basically build stuff. So, I mean, it ranges from minor projects where you just build like a garage or car hold. to
car
building like schools and office buildings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an Excalibur publishing
yep.
game.
Yeah,
of them okay. Next one up, Airport Firefighter Simulator. Same thing again as the construction one, except instead of building buildings, you're trying to stop the building from blowing up.
Yeah, so you're a fire.
Or the plane blowing up.
You're a firefighter at an airport, pretty much. So you get to drive around a fire engine like you did in GTA 2.
And Speed 2.
Is it GTA 2?
Or Speed 1. That was a bus one.
Was it GTA 2 where you could ride in the fire engine?
You can in lots of them.
And then use the.
Yeah.
Well, no, when they first introduced them, wasn't it GTA 2?
It might have been 1 or 2, I don't know.
It wasn't in 1. Tanks were in 1. Oh, tanks have always been in them. But yes, so if you would like to put out lots of fires at an airport, You should pick up Airport Firefighter Simulator. It's really hard to say that, Airport Firefighter.
Airport Firefighter Simulator.
I kind of, whenever I say it, want to say Firefighter. I don't know why.
Firefighter, because it's got
Because it's got Airport in the title, and I want to put Flight in it.
Flight.
I don't know, I'm just being silly.
Flight.
But this is also, once again,
AKA, the bus could not slow down.
So you have missions where you have to put things out within a certain time limit.
Or like missions that. Where you have to crash the fire truck into buildings and
the fire truck looks pretty nice though, don't you think?
I quite like the grass texture as well, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't look very
obviously it's primitive.
Well, you can't see a visible seam on it, which is quite nice. It doesn't look too bad. I think the UI could do with a little bit of shaping up. Like the map on the left looks like a golf map, like from a golf game.
Let's play golf.
But it's nice that they put the controls on the screen as well, so you can remember them.
Yeah.
But I'm quite impressed with what that fire truck looks like. It looks quite nice.
Well, that's the advantage when all you have to render for most of the game is a fire truck.
Make it look good. So that's all that's coming out this week. There's not a huge amount. I suppose most really comes out next week. You got the Vita's release next week, which we will
talk about that.
Because we'll do the show on Monday, and the Vita will be out on when?
Well, we might not do the show on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We might do it on Sunday.
Okay, that's okay with me.
Maybe. So next week, it might be Sunday, 8 o'clock.
Oh. Apparently, although this was not on the release schedule for anything, Crusader Kings 2 also comes out tomorrow.
Isn't that game with the funny picture of the funny man?
Yeah.
Let's show everyone the funny picture.
So Crusader Kings 2, we've spoken about a few times. We showed one of the trailers. Do you remember that? No, I remember the trailers. And I think it's the other post about it, which was, I think, right by... there you go, that one. Oh, to the right. Up. There. That one. No, up. Stop it. No, down. Pull. Click.
I don't want to click on anything. Here we go. This is the main character. I have to say, the rendering on this guy is brilliant. He actually looks like a real person. Yeah.
So, Crusader Kings 2 comes out, which is a strategy-style game. Charlotte has very much enjoyed it and did a preview on it for the website. If you want to check out the preview. It's a Paradox game. Paradox Interactive. Release dates are a bit iffy. Where the hell you look...
Alright, and just a heads up for everyone as well, if you go on our website,
it looks awesome.
Well, obviously it looks awesome, but we've also got a Facebook thingy, so if you want to like us, click the like button.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Ooh, I can cancel my like, that's a good idea.
Don't cancel your like.
This is Matthew Windsor. Oh, here's you.
Yep.
There'll be crazy people on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like it, dudes. Yeah, GamerCast.net, yeah. Feedback at GamerCast.net. Or on the YouTube video. Or on the Facebook page, which that is a link to. Yeah. What else is going on? Yeah, any other announcements?
No.
Is that everything?
The snow's gone. Yay!
The snow's gone. I don't see any snow.
Well, the snow's pretty much gone. Pretty much.
Yeah, so I guess that's it then. Since Catherine doesn't have anything else left.
I don't think I have anything else to say.
See?
I said about Diablo 3 being up on Games website. That's really the only collector's edition that's popped up recently, I think.
Well, normally at the end of the show we do our GamerCast announcements.
I know, but I'm just trying to think if there's anything small that I forgot to mention.
Oh, if you want to give us money to fund our E3 trip, you can.
Oh, I could say that, actually. GamerCast will be going to E3 again.
Yeah, GamerCast is going to E3.
Go Bunnies!
Flights, hotels are expensive.
Yeah.
So give us money.
No, people don't have to give us money.
Fine, give me money and I'll keep the money.
Pay for it. Yeah. Best place to pre-order Vita.
I'm trying to close the show.
Well, I'm just... to be fair, there's quite a few good offers. You're in the UK, right? Mr. Dex Luthor.
I'm going to close the show and we can do this outside of the show.
Okay, well, we will catch you all next week. I'm sure, hopefully then, I won't have a cough anymore. So I won't be coughing all over the place. But I might still have it because I have had it for about 3 weeks now.
Well, it was on the you were coughing on the last episode as well.
Yeah, that's because when it started. But we will catch everyone soon.